Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Is now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Hey, everybody, it's Dolly here. Welcome to the program. What's the good word? Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, to all my friends on Tuyville Internet Radio, longtime listeners on Blog Talk Radio, and to all of you downloading away on Rivet Radio Network, thanks for tuning into the good show. A shout out to my friends on 1010 News Talk, where you hear me every morning on 1010 News Talk. Download that app. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow along on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, where, you know, I bring you good news every week, good guests, and at least one good laugh. What's the good word? Thanks to my sponsors of the show, Clark's Car Care in Naperville, named after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. They're the emission experts for over 10 years. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff can take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get a special, special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. Thank you, Matt Weber. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Hey, the holidays are coming, and you need time to prepare for that special party or dinner. Bliss Culinary Heaven can help. Bliss Culinary Heaven, created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson, can fill that void in your culinary world. Check out blissculinaryheaven.com. Chef Tyler is ready and waiting to hear from you. Give him a call at 630-865-1582. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Carl Knudsen, the DJ and the wedding singer with the mostest. Check out carlknudsen.com, or actually it's .net. His number is 630-384-9614. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated, located in the north side of Naperville, 630-717-9530. Illusion Photography, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Honored to be your official wedding photographer, named the best in the Midwest, the best wedding photographer. They've been around for 13 years. Check out Illusion Photography at 630-560-5684 or illusionphotography.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. It's family-owned and operated since 1961. Originally owned by former U.S. President Polk, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web, www.nforkfarm.com. Hey, you want to keep your business or home safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored for almost 5 years now by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And Naper Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Been around this show for the past almost 5 years. It's where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. And don't forget, check out their website, because the Chris Kindle Market is coming back to Naper Settlement. Check out their website, NaperSettlement.org.
Hello!
Hello.
Ooh, yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. Thanks to all our sponsors this month on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I have a good show for you all. My girl Joyce Dawkins is coming on with She Rocks. She Rocks at Celebrating Women Who Rock. It's an organization for women, run by women who recognize that rock, and we're going to be talking to Joyce in this next latter part of the half hour. But first, it's that time of year. Thanksgiving is upon us. Oh, by the way, sorry, no show next week. We're going to have a rerun because it's Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving already, next Thursday. But it's that time of year where we're giving, 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 more giving, and who gives more? Nobody gives more than the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Julie Yurko is the CEO and president of the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and she joins us now on the line. Julie, thanks for joining us.
So happy to be here. Nice to talk with you.
Yeah, great. First time on the show. Yay, we got a bank, bell that goes off for all of our first-timers. Well, I know you're working hard to solve hunger in Northern Illinois. It's still an issue, huh? Still that issue we have. It's a continuing issue to solve hunger. It's just amazing.
Yes, sadly, it's true. Yes, it's true that there are nearly 500,000 people, 1 in 7 people in the suburbs of Chicago going all the way out into the rural areas of Northern Illinois who are hungry. That means it's someone who doesn't always know where their next meal is coming from. It's our kids, it's our families, it's our seniors, and we are here to help them, certainly during the holidays, but also all year round.
Northern Illinois Food Bank, how long? You've been with the company since 2000, not company, the organization since 2009.
Yes.
How long has this been around, the food bank?
We will be 35 years old in September.
Wow, 35 years. Flew by, huh? And
yes.
Tell us about the state of hunger just in the Chicagoland area. You got any numbers you can share with us? I'm sure my listeners are all going to be shocked by this. Because we always think of, you know, hunger, you know, for the homeless, but it really goes beyond that.
It does. It does. As I mentioned, it's 1 in 7 people in our service area are hungry. And again, we cover all the suburbs of Chicago and go out into the rural areas. 77% of the people that we are helping are working families. So that means that they are holding jobs sometime during the past year, but sadly, they just are not making enough to make ends meet. So when they are looking at their monthly budget, the dollars that they're bringing to their homes, they can't go to the grocery store every week and get the food they need to provide 3 meals for their kids and for their parents and for themselves. And so it's kind of shocking because you think these aren't folks that are homeless or people who aren't working hard. They are. They just don't have enough. So we have resources. We have over 800 feeding sites across our 13 counties. And through those feeding sites, that could be a food pantry, a soup kitchen, a shelter. It could be a senior mart, a senior home, a school, a library where kids are gathering. We provided last year through all of those sites 65.5 million meals to our neighbors in need, which is extraordinary.
Wow.
But there's still more need. There is still more for us to do. We need to grow even more so that we can make sure that our neighbors' bellies are full. I want our babies all going to bed with full bellies every night.
Aw, absolutely. Here, here to that. And even during the holidays, the food bill, well, at least in our house, in most houses, I'm sure, goes up. So those families that, you know, with both parents working, they still, these service areas really are needed for them because, you know, a turkey is not cheap. You know, maybe they want to have company over, so there's a little bit extra there.
Yes.
It's nice that they are, that
yes.
you can support them in that way.
You're
so
doing true.
More
all
than
of our
ever
expenses
before.
Go up.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
All of our expenses go up during the holidays. Yeah. And so our families need even more help during this season. One very cool program we have is we do distribute holiday mailboxes to our neighbors in need. We'll do 30,000 of those between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a 15-pound turkey. And then there's a box of everything else you need to have a Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner for eight and a 5-pound bag of potatoes. So they'll have the opportunity to put a really beautiful meal on their table for their families and friends.
Nice. And when could they pick that up? Is that right before Thanksgiving?
So it's through all of our food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters, and they can actually go to our website. Anyone who needs help for the holidays or throughout the year can go to solvehungertoday.org, and there is a Get Help button, and they can click on that. They can enter in whatever community name that they're in or their zip code, and it will give them a whole list of options to where they can go pick up that food. They can also always just give us a call at 630-443-6910, and we will help get them the food that they need.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Northern Illinois Food Bank doing its part once again in the Chicagoland area, solving the hunger problem here. We still have that hunger problem. It's an issue that continues to be. Now, aside from that, on the flip side, you've got lots of volunteers, lots of people donating volunteer hours and funds. How can people get involved too this holiday season and beyond?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question too. The work that we do is only made possible because people choose to get involved, because they choose to come and volunteer, to make an investment in our work, or simply spread the word that hunger is real and we need their help. So there are lots of ways people can get involved. I am so proud that typically during the year, if someone is generous enough to give us a dollar, we can then distribute $8 worth of groceries out for that dollar contribution. However, during the holidays, between now and the end of the year, because wonderful donors, Epsilon and Conversant, as well as the Triola family, are going to match every dollar given to us, I can distribute up to $16 worth of groceries. And then if someone chooses to give on the 28th of November, which is Giving Tuesday, it will actually be tripled. I'll be able to distribute $24 worth of groceries thanks to the O'Brien Foundation. So I would love if your listeners would go to solvehungertoday.org and choose to make an investment in us. I'd also invite your listeners to come to one of our warehouses. We have warehouses in the western suburbs in Geneva, up by Great America and Park, and out in Rockford. And we have volunteer packing shifts 6 days a week. I'd love for them to go and they can, again, go to my website. They can click on volunteer. They can sign up and come help me sort, repack, relabel food, clean food so that we can get it out to our neighbors in need. I need the most help, quite frankly, in January and February. In January and February,
really?
Your listeners will consider. Yes. Yeah, because what happens, you know, everyone wants to get back during the holidays. And so we've got wonderful volunteers coming in over the next couple of months. But then it's like someone turns off the spigot. And all of a sudden, I don't have the volunteers I need to process the food. So if your listeners would consider going to solvehungertoday.org and clicking on volunteer and signing up for a shift in January or February, that
Do
would
it
be
now.
Awesome.
Do it now. Do it now.
Because we
it
need
now.
To know
don't
that you're going
to
come so you can help us. Yes,
oh
we would
God.
Love it.
Julie Yerko, President and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank, also a former Husky at NIU. my former,
yes, ma'am.
My alma mater as well. Love that. I had to put that,
yes,
in there.
Yes, go Huskies.
Julie.
Of course.
You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Thanksgiving. I said Merry Christmas. I think I was the first one to say Merry Christmas. Is it too early? No. But
nah.
Julie, thanks for everything you're doing. Keep up the good work. And everybody go now, solvehungertoday.org. The other one is solvehungertoday.org. Julie, you mentioned another site, didn't you?
The phone number.
Or did I just repeat?
630.
The phone number.
Yeah, 443-6910 is the phone number. If they just want to give us a call to sign up to volunteer, to make a gift, or to get help. If they need help, it is here for you, and we want to help. So please give us a call.
Thanks for everything you're doing. We appreciate it. All right.
Betcha. Thank you for having me on today. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. So long. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to be talking to Joyce Dawkins, the founder of She Rocks, in just a few moments. But I have a couple quick announcements, actually. Brightside Theater, the only professional theater company in Naperville, opens their seventh season, or actually they already did, Cinema to Stage, with the two-time Tony Award-winning Broadway musical, The Bridges of Madison County. This is the final weekend, folks. If you want to go see it, this is it. You've got to call this number, 630-447-TIX, 630-447-8497, or visit thebrightsidetheater.com. I'm giving away free tickets for Friday night's show, 8 o'clock, at North Central College's Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. Just send me a message on Facebook, follow along on Twitter, and we will randomly pick a winner for Friday night show and Saturday night show. Do it now because they're going fast, that's for sure. Bridges of Madison County playing through Sunday in Naperville at the Brightside Theater. November is National Memory Screening Month, which means it's a great time to get a memory screening. Memory screenings are a quick, easy, non-invasive way to get your brain give your brain a checkup and an important part of overall health and wellness. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America's National Memory Screening Program can help you find a screening site near you. Visit the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's website at www.alzfdn.org or call them at 866-232-8484 for more information. I'm on that. Okay, Joyce Dawkins, are you there? The founder of
Yes,
She Rocks.
Yes, I am.
We're celebrating women today on She Rocks, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh.
This is an organization for women run by women who recognize that rock. What do you mean, that rock? Recognize that that rock on your finger? What are we talking about, Joyce? And by the way, it's nice to have you on the show. Joyce and I met, in September at a Get Noticed workshop? You
yes.
are just such a doll. It's so great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank
I just
you
love
so
your
much.
Positive energy. And so let's talk about She Rocks.
She Rocks.
When did you start this? What made you do this?
Okay, so years ago, just being in the position where I had a lot of friends and I love to mentor, I love to empower.
Come and tell me you have a lot of friends. A lot of friends.
You know, I am blessed to say that I do have a lot of friends. And one thing that I do like to do for my friends is to just show them appreciation, show them that I support everything that they do to become successful in life. And what led me to do She Rocks, it was that I wanted to create a platform where I could honor and celebrate women everywhere. I wanted to create a positive environment
mm-hmm.
where I could invite women to come in and support one another. You know, a lot of times you hear about negativity amongst women and in relationships, but I really feel that creating this platform, She Rocks It, is a message that is shared to just say, you know what, wherever you are in life, whatever you're doing to be successful, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an adult woman going back to college, you rock, okay? And so I wanted to be able to have an organization that acknowledged that, that honored that, that showcased all of the successful women that I come in contact with and those that others introduce me to. I say this.
Now, how do you do that? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, Joyce. Yeah. And how do you do that? How do you showcase these women? How do you how do you shout out You Rock? How does that all take place?
So what happens is I do have a Facebook page, and it's on Facebook at She with two E's, Rocks It. And what I do is the women that I network with, if they're having events, if they've had accomplishments, I actually put that on my Facebook page, okay? Once a year, I have an annual event, and next year will actually be my second event. That event basically highlights 22 women that have either been introduced to me or women that I've met over the course of a year. What I do is I get their information, like I have them give me a bio. Tell me what they do to change their community, what they do to change the lives of others. And I put their bio and their picture on my Facebook page. So right now, if you were to go to our Facebook page, you would see that right now we have three women that are out there of the 22 that will be showcased. And in May of 2018, we're actually going to have an event. That event is going to take place at the Bolingbrook Golf Course. And we're going to honor those women. We're going to introduce them to other women and let them know that these are some women you should know.
Mm-hmm.
So
inspiring, inspirational women, that's for sure.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
Women that are rocking it. That's right, living
exactly
life. I love one of your, you sent me a message here, and one of the points you said, Dolly, I want to make is live life on purpose with a purpose.
Oh, my God, yes. That is what I live by. I think that everyone should live a purpose-filled life on purpose, meaning there should be a reason. There should be a you want some results for the things that you do in life. So if you go to work every day, go to work on purpose. Go there knowing that you're going to make a difference. If you serve the homeless on purpose. Know that you are changing their lives by being in their presence. If you have a nonprofit mm-hmm. organization, serve and have your organization on purpose. So live life on purpose, meaning this is what you meant to do. It wasn't a mistake. You're doing it on purpose for a specific purpose. So that is one of my taglines that I use mm-hmm. When I speak to women, to live life on purpose with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking to Joyce Dawkins, the founder of She Rocks It, Celebrating Women Who Rock. Joyce is obviously very passionate about mentoring others and inspiring them to live their best life. In May, she's going to have a gathering, May 2018, at the Bolingbrook Golf Course. So she's bringing women together that rock to inspire each other and build them up. I love that. I just absolutely love that. And I'm loving that your platform is also to showcase the good works of others. And that's what the Dolly McCarthy Show is all about, the good show. I got a lot of people calling into the show today, and we're pretty tight. Obviously, Joyce, you are inspiring women already to call into the show. And so hats off to you. I'm loving this. So tell us more about your blog and some of those other development workshops that you have for women to live a purpose-filled life on purpose.
Yes. So one of the things I love to do is I love to speak and I love to teach and empower women. So recently I've gone back to Lewis University, which I recently completed, and I've gotten a certificate in executive career and life coaching. And I want to take that education and transform that into workshops for next year. So She Rocks It is going to launch their personal and professional development workshop series. These series will be free workshops to women looking to build skill sets. So if you are underemployed and you're looking to build up your resume, you know, you want to know how to do that right resume. If you're looking to learn how to do presentations, if you're looking to balance work and life, if you're looking to have effective time management, we are providing information from some professional women to women looking to better themselves in those areas. So that is what our platform will focus on next year, just giving women the opportunity for free to come to a workshop where you can get some valuable information, and you don't have to go out and pay $100, $200. We're going to give this information to you. And so if people follow us on social media, they'll get an opportunity to see when these workshops will be. We'll launch all of that information where they can register and sign up, you know, and bring a friend.
What really motivates you, Joyce? What's the driving force here? What's your why?
You know, I have a daughter. And
yes, the daughter. A daughter.
Four
of my own.
Yes. And my daughter is my mini-me, okay? She is modeling her life.
How old is she?
She's 11. And so I am her example. I am her roadmap. I am her puzzle piece. So I complete her. So when she looks at me, she's seeing, one, how to be a woman, two, how to be a mom, three, how to be a wife, four, how to be an employee, how to be a friend, how to be an aunt, a cousin. So everything that I am, she's looking at, okay? So she motivates me to be the best person that I am. So when I live my life on purpose, she knows that that's the direction, that's a great direction. She's seeing so many positive outcomes from me living my life on purpose that hopefully that inspires her to not necessarily be who I am, but to find out who she is, but use the guide that I've given her to be able to live her life on purpose when she becomes an adult.
That's beautiful. That's really, really, really awesome. Lucky girl. Lucky girl. Joyce Dawkins, hey, when she's not running, she rocks. She's got a blog you can check out. You still got that blog going, Joyce?
Yes, I do. And
I love
what
it.
That
my
is,
soul
is...
point of view.
Yes.
I have
so
to check
my
this
soul
out.
Point
it's
of
on
view.
Facebook, right?
Yes, it's on Facebook, and there's actually a website, www.mysoul, P as in Paul, O, V as in Victor, .com. And so what that is a platform for me to showcase my writing skills. I love to write. I love to motivate and empower. So I turn around and I put that in writings. So if you go to that website, you'll see different topics. My latest talks about Hello, My Name Is, and it's just telling individuals how to get comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, especially if you don't know how to network. You know, you ever go to some party and you're just not sure how to fit in? So I talk about different things like that that empower people. So that's a passion of mine. So, yeah, be sure to check out that website.
Nice, nice. I'm checking it out, the blog, right now. It's sweet. I like it. I like it a lot. Listen, lots of good stuff here today. Joyce, great to have you on the show. Now my new friend, Joyce Dawkins, who I met with, we were at a Inspire, what was the name of the workshop? Oh, my goodness, Inspire Me with the
noticed.
Magnolia Insight Group.
Yes.
That was so fantastic. Joyce, thanks for being on the show. Keep up the good work. Lots of good stuff here, folks. Check out her website. She rocks it. Don't miss out. Joyce, good luck with your event in May. Keep us posted on all this good stuff happening, too.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future.
For sure. Take care. Happy holidays to you. All right.
Thank you.
Now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow along on Twitter. Thanks to everybody downloading on Rivet Radio Network. You rock. You rock. This is a rocking show today. Thanks, Joyce Dawkins, for being on the show. And Julie Yurko with the Northern Illinois Food Bank. See y'all next, no, not next week, Thanksgiving. Bless Thanksgiving to you all. In 2 weeks, we'll be back with a brand new show. So long, everybody.